From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The fight has begun to free a captive Iraqi city. The Iraqi armed forces are moving at this hour to retake Fallujah from Islamic State forces. An Iraqi Special Forces soldier told VOA troops are clearing the city block by block. As the fighting began, there was increasing concern over the plight of civilians trapped inside. Fallujah has been under siege for 6 months with very little food or medicine being allowed in. Former Chadian dictator Hossein Habré has been found guilty by a court of atrocities committed during his 8-year rule. He has been sentenced to life in prison. Anne Look reports.
The court found Habré to have been directly involved in ordering detentions, executions, systematic torture, and other abuses against people identified as opponents of his regime. Judge Kham said Habré presided over 8 years of uninterrupted repression. Rights groups say Habré was responsible for over 40,000 killings. Habré said nothing. He joined his hands in a fist and waved at supporters as he was escorted from the court. Anne Look, Dakar.
Concern mounted Monday for the fate of tens of thousands of displaced Syrian civilians caught in the middle of a battle north of Aleppo. Days of fighting between rebels and the Islamic State group has hindered the delivery of supplies from Turkey.
Victor Lieberman.
Avigdor Lieberman was sworn in Monday as Israel's defense minister after gaining the support of the cabinet and parliament. The tough-talking nationalist is one of Israel's more polarizing politicians. He joins the cabinet as his Yisrael Beitenu party becomes a part of the coalition government. This is VOA News. Egyptian prosecutors have ordered the head of Egypt's journalists' union and two board members to be tried Saturday on charges of harboring colleagues wanted by the law and spreading what is called false news. The charges against Yahya Kalash, Khaled al-Bashi, and Gamal Abdel Rahim stem from a May 2nd police raid on the Egyptian journalists' syndicate to apprehend two opposition journalists who had sought shelter inside. Monday's decision to charge the journalists comes as authorities try to quell rising dissent against President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Taliban militants have intensified battlefield attacks in Afghanistan's Helmand province, killing around 57 Afghan troops and wounding 37. Afghan officials say fighting has raged since Saturday when the Taliban launched a string of assaults on three districts. Senior Afghan commanders say fighting is raging on the outskirts of Lashkar Gah. They vow to push back the Taliban, saying national security forces have inflicted heavy casualties on the insurgents. However, no figures have been released. Meanwhile, the Afghan Interior Ministry said Monday an army-led operation to open the main highway linking southern Uruzgan and Kandahar provinces has killed at least 22 Taliban insurgents. Mexican police have rescued football player Alan Pulido, who had been kidnapped on Saturday night. Officials say the rescue operation took place in the northeast border state of Tamaulipas. Pulido, who plays with a Greek football club, was abducted by gunmen outside his home as he left a party. Monday was Memorial Day in the United States. U.S. President Barack Obama commemorated the nation's war dead, calling on Americans to help the families of fallen soldiers.
Everyone here is someone's hero. Those who rest beneath this silence, not only here at Arlington, but at veterans' cemeteries across our country and around the world, and all who still remain missing, they didn't speak the loudest about their patriotism. They let their actions do that.
Mr. Obama noted that less than 1% of Americans are in the military, and that means many people who do not know anyone currently serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. Japanese and South Korean officials say they have detected signs that North Korea is possibly planning a ballistic missile launch. Japanese broadcaster NHK said the government has put its military on alert for a possible launch. Japan has also ordered its naval destroyers to shoot down any projectiles that threaten its territory. A South Korean defense official said his country is maintaining combat readiness. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.